News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
All carers in receipt of the Carers Allowance will be given a free GP card next year. That's under a new plan from the Department of Health. To find out more, let's talk to the Minister for Health, Simon Harris. Minister, just start by telling us, how many people is this decision going to help?
Well, I suppose there's two elements to what we're announcing. A GP visit card for everybody in receipt of Carers Allowance, and also an additional €10 million for respite care. So on respite care, it's estimated that that will provide 19,000 more nights of respite care in 2018. And I suppose this is us responding as a government to the concerns that we've heard from carers, from parents of people with disabilities right around the country. I think it will make a real and substantial difference. And the HSE will now set about operationalising those plans, if you like, deciding where those services are to be provided. On the GP visit card, there's about 75,000 people in this country who are in receipt of carers allowance. It's very hard to put an exact figure on how many don't have a GP visit card today, because obviously the numbers vary in terms of people are awarded a carer's allowance on a daily basis. But rough estimates available to me are up to 40,000 carers in receipt of carer's allowance today may not have a GP visit card. So I reckon about 40,000 people could benefit. And I suppose it's important also to say the people that already have a GP visit card will no longer be subjected to a review of that card. So that will save them the bureaucratic hassle of having to fill out paperwork and the likes.
Yeah, obviously good news for them, as you say, as many as 40,000 who may not have it at the moment. What about those people who are caring but aren't in receipt of carer's allowance?
Yeah, look, I think that's an important point. In the last census, about 195,000 people said they were providing care in this country, and that number was up by about 300,000. Now, when you look into the figures, I suppose different people providing different levels of care, I think about 83,000 people were providing 2 hours of care a day or more. Still a very significant commitment, absolutely. But carer's allowance has always been for full-time care. Now, my colleague Regina Doherty has made it clear that she would like to see more supports put in place for people who aren't in receipt of carer's allowance. I know this is something she's looking at. So I'm not suggesting that this is a solution to all of the challenges carers face. It's a step in the right direction, and we'd like to do more as a government in the coming years. But I would make the point, even for carers who aren't in receipt of carer's allowance, one would hope they'd benefit from the additional respite.
Do you have a cost for both measures? Do we know how much it's going to cost the taxpayer?
Yeah, so it's an additional €10 million for respite care in 2018. And we're reckoning around €11 million for the GP visit card. Obviously, it is a demand-led scheme in that sense, but €11 million is an estimate.
Okay, Minister, just before I let you go, can I ask you about this joint Oireachtas Committee on the Eighth Amendment? Look, they're going to vote later on today. It's pretty clear from the public statements of members that they are going to recommend not just the repeal of the Eighth Amendment, but the legislation allowing for the availability of abortion on an unrestricted basis up to 12 weeks. I'm curious, I know it has to be voted on by the Dáil. Is that something personally you're in favour of it? Do you think the Oireachtas will endorse that?
I will answer the question, but just let me put a couple of caveats in place. Firstly, I suppose I'm very conscious that the committee is going to vote today, and I don't want to preempt what the committee is going to decide,
sure.
even though I too can read the public utterances. I'm expecting that the committee's report will be sent to the Oireachtas next week, and that the government will then obviously have to consider the report. If the government wishes to have a referendum in the month of June, that will require initiating a referendum bill in the month of February. So there's quite a tight window here in terms of a number of important steps that would need to be taken. My office has been working with the Attorney General's office to prepare draft heads of a bill as to what the legislative landscape would look like if the Irish people decided to repeal the Eighth Amendment. Personally, I haven't sat on the fence in relation to this. I've been very clear that my views have evolved and changed as I've listened to women, listened to their doctors, listened to legal experts. I don't believe the Constitution is the right place to deal with the issue. I do favour repealing of the Eighth Amendment. In relation to the actual detail of what the legislation would contain, I want to wait for the committee report because it is my responsibility to draw up that legislation. So I think I do need to, out of respect, allow that to happen. In Fine Gael, there will be very different views on this. Like in families, there will be very different views. And the Taoiseach has been very clear that everybody in our party will have a free vote in relation to voting in accordance with their conscience. But I believe it's high time the Irish people have an opportunity to have a say on this issue. People of my age and indeed older have never had a say on this important issue. And sadly, abortion is a reality for many, many Irish women every year. It just doesn't always happen in this country. And as Health Minister, I've got to be conscious of that. So I want to genuinely commend all of those on the committee, regardless of their views, for the work they've put in. It's been intense, I would imagine. They've given it a huge amount of time. And today, obviously, I'm conscious they're voting with a lot of public scrutiny and indeed media scrutiny. So I'm sure they're feeling that today, and yeah. I wish them well.
And look, those caveats you put in are entirely legitimate. Just a final question, though, and without speculating, even though we can, I think, legitimately speculate what the final outcome will be. Is there a risk here? I think if you looked at most opinion polls, they will say that the majority of Irish people want the repeal of the 8th. Is there a risk by going for too liberal a system of after the repeal of the 8th, as it seems is going to be recommended here, that people will reject that and then by extension will be rejecting the repeal of the 8th Amendment? We could be back to square one.
Yeah, I think there's always a risk in having a referendum full stop. You never know what issues will dominate. I think, and it's always very difficult in a referendum to get the information out there in a factual way, and particularly on a very emotive and sensitive issue like this. Look, I think the big question that the Irish people, I hope, are going to be asked in due course next summer is, do they believe that the Constitution is the right place to deal with this or not? And I believe if people can remove the 8th Amendment from the Constitution, it can empower legislators to put in place legislation that best reflects the views of medics and legal experts in this country. The Constitution is not the right place to deal with this issue. I take the point, though, in terms of the middle ground, where is the country in relation to this issue? But I do think there's an obligation on all of us to put forward what we believe is the best proposal for women and women's health. And that's what we'll be charged with doing.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Health Minister Simon Harris, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.